And now, one of the many episodes you'll only find in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey!
Pluto's moons! That crackling scout ship has us pinned down! Lieutenant Commander Circuit, what are the odds of our survival?
I can calculate no foreseeable strategy in which we will survive another strike, Captain.
I should have known that distress beacon we picked up on this uncharted alien planet was a trap set by the evil crackling empire. If we're going to fight back, we need to get to higher ground. First Officer Buddy.
Captain Smith.
You're going to have to climb all the way up that ridge. The next time the crackling scout ship flies by, fire a disruptor blaster at the rear stabilizer fins.
All the way up that ridge?
Is that a problem?
It's a really long way, and there's a cliff below.
I agree. Based on your last physical fitness test, the likelihood of success in such an attempt is 10,473 to 1.
Hey, I spend a lot of time on the ship. I don't get out much.
The crackling ship is coming back around, sir.
I guess I'll have to climb this ridge myself. First Officer Buddy, tie this cable to that big rock.
Yes, sir. Okay. Going over. Right. Right here. Grab a hole. Ha! Done.
Cable secured?
Cable secured.
Then I'm on my way.
Captain, the crackling ship is about to fire.
Not today, crackling. Prepare to meet your doom. What?
Did you secure the captain's cable?
I used the same knot I used to tie my shoes.
Buddy!
I'm so sorry, Captain Smith.
Buddy?
Huh? Oh, sorry, Dad.
Wow, you're really into that comic book.
Issue 25 of the Galactic Escapades of Captain Spiff? Oh, it's really good.
You know, your mother and I still don't think you're getting outside enough.
I went out that day it snowed.
That was last winter. In case you haven't noticed, it's spring.
When did that happen?
You need to get out and meet people.
Like who?
Well, Mr. Hendelman could use some help with his gardening.
The scary one-armed guy down the street? Remember when we took him Mom's cookies?
Buddy, I've been expecting you.
Hi, Mr. Hendelman. My mom baked you some cookies.
Excellent. Why don't you bring them inside? I'm sure you're just dying for a bite.
Buddy.
Huh?
Mr. Hendelman is not scary. He's a veteran who lost his arm in the line of duty. I told him I had a son with too much free time, and he said he'd appreciate the help.
Do I have to, Dad?
He's our neighbor, and you should be kind to him. Besides, you need to get outside, son. When was the last time you had any kind of exercise?
Hey, it took serious effort to open this bag of chips.
You definitely need to get out. You know, when I was a kid, I was in the Scouts. It was awesome. You get outdoors, make friends, and build character. There's a trail life troop that meets at wit's end.
I don't know, Dad. I've never thought of myself as a scout.
You know how we've wanted to take a father-son trip to Canyonlands National Park? To see the locations where they filmed all those old great sci-fi movies?
Like Beyond the Seventh Dimension and Edge Runner?
Yep. You have to hike a long way to get to those places. I tell you what, join the troop. Once you've hiked, say, 100 miles total with them, we'll take that trip to Canyonlands this summer.
100 miles?
Don't think about the miles. Think about visiting South Six Shooter Butte, where Captain Spiff fought through the Wifflepud people toward his cataclysmic encounter with the dreaded Petroglyph Man.
Okay, I'll do it.
Good.
Excuse me?
Hey, kid, this is a trailman-only meeting, so scram.
Jay?
Buddy? What are you doing here?
Checking out trail life.
Yeah, well, stay away from me. Last time I got mixed up with you, I almost died in a freak sledding accident. Don't expect us to be all buddy-buddy. Buddy, I'm only here because my mom said it was either this or the Marines.
My dad said if I don't do trail life, I have to help my neighbor, Mr. Hendelman, with his gardening. What?
Your neighbor is old Mr. Handless Man?
Yeah?
You know he'll try to cut off your arm with his pruning shears.
What?
He's always on the hunt to cut off some poor kid's arm to replace the one he lost. And since kids' arms are smaller than adults, he'll never find one that fits, so he'll never stop.
Wait, why does he keep going after kids' arms if they never fit?
No one said he was the sharpest pruning shear in the shed.
Call to order. This meeting of Trail Life Troop 987 has now begun.
Eugene?
Buddy, welcome to Trail Life. Is it your intention to join our illustrious troop?
I guess so, but Eugene, I didn't know you were a...
What are you?
Oh, I am acting troop master.
Oh. Will there be a lot of outdoor physical activity in this group?
Indeed. Now, trailmen, let us recite the Trail Life Oath.
Oath?
The oath that represents everything for which we stand.
Is it a legally binding contract?
Nah, it's just something we say.
Actually, Jay, our oath is an affirmation of our commitment to the pursuit of our values. Buddy, you may recite it with us when you more fully understand what it means.
Okay.
All together now. On my honor, I shall do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, to be a good steward of creation, and to treat others as I want to be treated. Excellent. Color Guard, prepare to present the colors.
Yes, colors?
That's what they call the flags.
Boy, uniforms, flags, oaths. If you're on a space cruiser, it'd be almost like we're in the Galactic Justice Corps.
You read Captain Spiff?
Doesn't everybody? I only have two sets of bed sheets. One, Elvis Presley, and B, Captain Spiff. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Dan Hunt! You call yourselves Galactic Justice Corps scouts? Look at you! Private Buddy!
Sir!
I want those boots polished until the angle of specular reflection equals the angle of incidence.
Sir, yes, sir!
And you?
Yo, dog.
Is that a wrinkle I see on your uniform?
Ooh, yeah, it's probably my washboard abs. Being a scout really firmed me up.
I don't want washboard abs. I want smooth pockets.
Sir, yes, sir.
We're under attack. We're receiving communication from the enemy Zotillian ship.
Put it on screen.
Galactic Justice Corps. It is I, Emperor Handelmana of the old Amman system. I have come to destroy you. Do not try and stop me. Resistance is, what's the word?
Futile?
Yes, that!
Troopmaster Sergeant Eugene!
Captain Smith, sir!
The entire Galactic Justice Corps is in danger of obliteration! Your recruits are placed on active duty!
But they're not ready! Private Buddy can't even open a bag of chips!
I almost got it!
Private Buddy!
Captain Smith!
Forget those chips! You're about to endure the ultimate test! Can you do it, son?
I think I can, Captain Smith.
Do or do not. There is no think.
Yes! Yes, I can do it!
And can you also uphold the sacred oath of the Galactic Justice Corps? Without our oath, what are we but a bunch of guys in silly velour uniforms flying around space?
Aren't you not even with the oath?
Not in the least. With our oath, we become so much more. Guardians of justice, truth, peace, and concise lists of attributes. We can be heroes, if just for one day. Will you join us? Will you do your duty?
I will! As soon as I learn what that is.
Excellent! Battle stations!
Private Buddy, eyes up front!
What?
Buddy! Buddy, attention up front, if you please.
Oh, right. Sorry, Trailmaster, sir.
Now, troop.
This might not be so bad after all.
The art of underwater knot time.
So, trail life went well, son?
Yeah. I actually liked it a lot.
Good. It wasn't too physically exhausting?
We're going on a hike this weekend. I'm sure it won't be too bad.
Come along, buddy. You've nearly made it.
Oh, good. I thought this hike would never end.
And you've just arrived at the trailhead from the parking lot.
What?
From here, we have a 2-mile ascent up this picturesque mountain.
We're going up there?
Indubitably. Are you to borrow the expression pumped?
Oh, yeah. Pumped.
Great. Let us proceed.
Trail life.
Whoa, wait, hold up, buddy. Trash.
Already took it out.
Really?
One of the core values of trail life is service, Dad, which means I take out the trash without being asked.
I have no words.
Walk worthy, that's the trail life motto. And I need to start walking worthy or I'll be late to the meeting.
All right. Bye, son.
Let's see, the trailman oath. On my honor, I will do my best to serve God and my country, to respect authority, to be a good steward of creation, and to treat others as I want to be treated.
Buddy?
Huh? Oh, hello, Mr. Handelman.
Yeah, I've been wondering when you were coming over. Your father said you could help me with my gardening.
Right, but, see, I just joined Trail Life, and I have a meeting,
Trail Life? Oh, very good. I used to be a scout myself, you know, years ago. Taught me discipline. That's what kids are missing these days. Discipline.
Right, so I'd better go.
Now, before you do, would you lend me a hand?
A hand?
Yes, help me pour this bag of sod into the planter.
I would, but sorry, Mr. Handless Man. I mean, Handelman. I gotta run before I'm late.
Now, this knot is quite complicated, but as long as you follow my simple instructions, you'll master it in no time. Pick up one side of the rope.
Uh-huh.
Bring the terminal end around the anterior face of the rope. And then traverse back through the subsequent coil and ascend back through and circumscribe the cinched end four times with your dominant hand.
Wait.
And then cross and pull, and there you have it.
My knot doesn't look right.
I tied my hand to my foot. Oh, balance is bad, balance is bad.
Evidently, it takes practice.
Wait a minute. We're gonna paint benches?
Indubitably. Trail life is about more than hiking and backpacking. We need to be good neighbors as well.
Well, couldn't we be a good neighbor indoors instead of slaving under this blazing hot sun?
We could, but today we're painting benches. And this particular paint formula, which I devised, will ensure these benches remain free of rust and or stains for years to come.
Mr. Milksner, I got some of this paint on my arm and it's starting to burn.
Oh, dear. Don't worry. I can remedy that. Listen, everyone. Be cautious so as not to get paint on your persons. Please.
So, Jay, you excited for the new Captain Spiff issue to come out in a few weeks?
Obviously.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if the Borkman herb galaxines will spontaneously combust again.
They only do that when they eat Picante and Limburger bites. Or when they fly through the Beta Gamma Flamma district.
Hey, watch out!
What are you doing?
You were about to sit in a bucket of Eugene's paint.
I was? I was. I could have combusted just like the Borkman herbs.
Or you would have gotten paint on your uniform.
Well, thank you.
What was that?
If you miss me saying thank you, that's your own fault. Stop painting me into a corner!
Okay. Come on, keep up, guys.
Slow down, buddy. Some of the trailmen aren't quite as thin as you are.
Hey, you looked at me when you said that. Just so you know, this is not fat. It's insulation hiding my chiseled physique!
I'll see y'all at the top. And I'll have our lunch prepared!
I didn't know I could sweat from there.
Hey, buddy. How was this week's meeting?
Good, Dad. After the hike this weekend, I'll have racked up 90 total miles.
I'm proud of you, son. Won't be long before we can take that trip to Canyonlands. Ready to go home?
Yeah. Oh, I left my backpack in the other room.
I'll get the car and meet you out front.
Okay.
Hiya, buddy.
Hey, Jay.
Look, as much as it pains me to say it, I might have misjudged you. Maybe you aren't the nexus of disaster everyone says you are.
Good?
And here, I got a special present for you. That's my little way of saying thank you for, you know, saving me in my pants the other day. So here.
Wow! The latest edition of Captain Spiff?
What'd you expect, a cheese sandwich? I told you it was special.
But where did you get this? I thought it wasn't out till next month.
Yes, I am just as clever as I look. The comic book stores get them a few weeks before they go on sale. You know Mr. Mezzo's comic book shop?
Yeah, he sells them too early.
Wouldn't you like to know?
You don't have to tell.
Okay, fine, you wore me down. No, he doesn't technically sell them to me. His shop has a rickety old lock on the back door by the alley. Pull it hard to the left. Kinda hard to the right, and voila! It swings wide open. Then you're just a few steps away from the storage room full of yet-to-be-released comic books.
Wait a minute, what?
Oh, I just divulged my trick for getting free comic books. Man, I'm being extra generous today.
Jay, that's stealing.
Stealing? Please, I've given plenty of business to Mr. Mezzo over the years, and he hikes the price on these comic books way up over what he pays.
It's still stealing.
You're really hung up on semantics, aren't you? Fine. Forget everything I just said.
Stealing is against the Trail Life Oath.
And?
You're a trailman. You say that oath every week at our meetings. You just got an award for outstanding character. Everyone thinks you're changing.
This week's meeting's over, kid. All that Trail Life stuff is okay once a week. Makes the folks happy. Dad says it looks good on college applications. Not that I plan on going. But when the meeting's over and I take off the uniform, man, I gotta be me. It's not like you follow the oath all the time.
I try to. I mean, I think I try to.
Don't get hung up on it. They're just a bunch of words to make kids feel good about themselves. Would it be nice if we all followed the oath? Maybe. Do we? Nah. So here, take the comic book, because I know you want it.
Well, okay. Thanks.
No problem.
I gotta go. My parents are waiting for me.
Whatever. Toodles.
Incoming! Private Buddy, what are you doing? Return to your battle station. Remember the oath you swore?
Remember in issue 98, when you broke the oath because you didn't want to beam down to the stink planet of Hoppian 9?
Well, I had just washed my uniform, and it would have been completely foul when we dined with that attractive alien from Pavoxian. But still, I think I follow the oath most of the time.
Is that enough? Isn't it do or do not? There is no think.
Great space guzzer kazoons. My own words turned against me.
No one actually lives by the oath. Why should I try? I'll see ya.
Where are you going? We're still under attack!
I'm gonna go read my comic book.
Buddy!
Buddy, don't you have Trail Life tonight? Why are you watching a... What are you watching?
A documentary on concrete.
Huh. No sci-fi movies on?
I'm taking a break from sci-fi. And from Trail Life.
What happened?
It's too hard, Dad.
Eugene told me you're doing so well. You were the first to summit Forest Mountain last week.
I can handle the hikes, the canoeing, the camping. It's the oath I can't do. It goes too far. I mean, does anyone really live by the oath all the time?
No.
So, everyone who says the oath is lying?
The reason the troop has an oath is to help build character. That doesn't just happen because you say some words or go to meetings or wear a uniform. It's something you have to work at. When I began scouting, I was a real troublemaker. One time I started this fire that nearly... Never mind. The point is, over time, scouting helped me build character.
How?
Oh, a couple weeks ago, your troop went on a 15-mile hike. How did you go from barely being able to walk 8 blocks to being able to hike 15 miles?
I guess I started walking more. We went on shorter hikes before that long one.
Building character is like that. You don't go from wanting to be a better person to being a better person overnight. It'll take your whole life of trying.
And what happens when I mess up while trying?
Well, then you keep on trying. Everyone fails from time to time, but you have to pick yourself up and try again. You know who's really good at helping me to keep trying?
Mom?
Yes, and good friends, and even you. But I know I'll never become a truly better person without God's help. He never gives up on us. We're the only ones who give up.
I guess I could keep trying. Would you drive me to Trail Life? I'll be late if I walk.
Sure.
Wait, actually, could you drive me by the comic book shop instead?
Come on, buddy, don't give up.
I'm not, but there's something I gotta do first. Mr. Mezzo?
Buddy Norman, the Trail Life kid who's not fond of gardening.
Mr. Handelman, you work here? Where's Mr. Mezzo?
Oh, Mezzo and I go way back. He's at a comic convention. Asked me to fill in.
You like comic books?
I love comic books. Been collecting them since I was younger than you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, what's that you got there? Captain Spiff?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember reading The Captain back in the golden age of comics. Good times. Me and my friends, Mezzo included, would get up at the crack of dawn, line up outside the newspaper stand to be the first to buy the latest issue. Then we'd hop on our penny-farthing bikes and ride over to the picture show for an icy cold sarsaparilla.
You made some of that up.
Oh, maybe, but speaking of being the first to get the latest issue, I noticed you've got the latest issue of Captain Spiff there. The issue that isn't on sale yet.
That's right. I'm returning it.
How'd you get it to begin with?
I took it.
You stole it?
Not exactly, but close enough that it's just as bad. Mm. And acting that way goes against an oath I took. I can pay for it, too, since you probably won't be able to sell it.
Yeah, it's a little crumpled.
And I'll take whatever punishment you think is right. I told my dad already, and he said it's up to Mr. Mezzo. Or you, I guess, since he left you in charge.
Gotta say, I don't see too many kids like you running around.
Kids who steal?
You know, kids who own up to their mistakes.
Well, I'm a trailman. You should also tell Mr. Mezzo to get a better lock for that alley door.
Ah, yeah.
What's that?
Mezzo told me he suspected someone's been breaking into his shop. So I thought I'd rig up a mouse trap.
A mouse trap?
Yeah, I put a sensor in the storage room and wired it to lock the door if someone comes in from the alley.
There's someone in the storage room?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I've caught our little rat. Come on. Calm down back there. We're coming in.
Aha! Handlesman! I mean, Mr. Handelman.
Who are you? And what are you doing in here?
I'm, Mortimer. Yeah, and I was just cleaning up the back alley behind the store, being a good trailman, when I saw a raccoon get in through the alley door. And being the good trailman that I am, I took it upon myself to get that raccoon out of your storage room before it built a nest or something.
Oh, and all those comic books you got stuffed under your shirt, those are to protect you from this vicious raccoon?
These? Oh, yeah, exactly. Great minds think alike.
Drop the act, kid. You've been stealing.
Stealing? Me? Well, I would never. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Jay.
Mortimer. I'm going by Mortimer.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell him the truth, that this is all part of the, you know, Trail Life cleanup service thing we're doing.
That's not true.
What? You're a traitor. Okay, I was covering for you, but here it is in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy here is the real mastermind behind all this. He's been coercing me to steal from this shop for some time now. In fact, he's got a stolen comic book in his hand. Ha-ha! So there. Well, guess I'll be on my way. It's been nice to...
Buddy already admitted what he did.
Well, that's because he did?
The jig's up, young man.
So what are you going to do to me?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Maybe the police can figure it out. Buddy, you can go.
Hey, that's not fair!
Mr. Handelman, Jay and I both stole.
Huh?
I appreciate you letting me go, but I don't think I can leave Jay behind. I'll take whatever punishment he gets, too.
Now, that's something you don't see every day. Jay, I'll let you go on one condition.
You want my arm, don't you?
I want your promise to keep going to Trail Life with Buddy.
A promise? Oh, I can do promises. Sure, whatever you say.
Buddy, can you show this kid how to be a good trailman?
I can try.
All right, then. You kids get out of here before I change my mind.
Come on, Jay. We can still make the end of the Trail Life meeting.
Right behind you. Actually, in front of you. I'll see you there.
Thanks, Mr. Handelman.
Hey, don't mention it.
Hey, are you doing any gardening this weekend?
Every weekend.
Can I help?
Depends. What do you know about tropical plants?
Nothing at all.
Ah, well. Yeah. I can use your help.
Lieutenant Commander Circuit, prepare to launch plasma grenades.
Launcher charged.
An ambush! Get down! My hand! I've lost my hand! No!
Wow, this is the exact spot where they filmed Captain Spiff losing his hand.
Okay, turn off the phone, buddy, and check out this panorama.
Okay.
Look at that ridge over there. That's where Captain Spiff had that final fight scene with his evil clone. You want to hike up there?
Sure, as long as it's not off the trail. This national park is full of cryptobiotic soil. One false step and we could destroy literally millions of living things.
Wow. Did you learn that from your hiking trips?
Just one of the many things I've learned lately.
I am glad to hear it.
Also, that plant you're touching is poisonous.
What?
Yeah. just move your arm very slowly. No, you're going too fast. Boy, it's starting to spread.
Oh, it's beginning to itch.
In his letter to the Philippians, Paul told the church, "I am confident that he who began a good work in you will continue to perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Someday, when we're in heaven, we'll know what perfection feels like. In the meantime, walking with Jesus is a long journey full of ups and downs. We'll make mistakes, but isn't it good to know that God is at work in your heart and He promises to finish what He started? Like Buddy, we need to take things one day at a time, one decision at a time, as we do our best to honor the Lord. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Walk Worthy was written by Sam Sixeri and directed by Nathan Hoopler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Stuart Allen, Will Ryan, Whit Hertford, Scott White, and William Knight. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.